Where are you this morning? Are you in Quebec?
Yes, I'm in just north of Montreal, and just sent my kids to school about 5 minutes ago. So,
do you take them early just to get them out of your hair?
No. You know, fortunately, the bus stops right in front of our house, so it's kind of nice.
Do you do the lunch making and stuff? Like, what do you do now that you're done? You're enjoying your life. You're attending to your family. What are your responsibilities around the house? Like, has your wife said, "Hey, listen, you're on the clock now. You're mine."
Well, she did say that, but then she did say not to worry about the lunch. So that's nice. So when she's home, I kind of let her do that stuff because she's definitely a lot better at it than I am. But you know, I try to help out as much as I can, and it's actually been a blast. You know, and especially doing all the sports and stuff like that with my kids, it's been a lot of fun.
Do you enjoy retirement?
Yeah, I do actually. You know, I was really ready for it. I think. My body kept telling me every day, that's enough for you. And, you know, having three young boys, under the age of eight, it's nice to be home and spend quality times with them. And, I've been doing a little bit of TV here too in Montreal with, TVA Sports. And, that's been fun. It's a different side of the game. And, something that I've been quite enjoying quite a bit.
Well, listen, good for you. Congratulations. Thanks for doing this. As you know, Mike Babcock was hired. As everybody knows, it appears to be the only news. Wars have stopped. Everything is over. But Mike Babcock landed in Toronto. First of all, are you surprised that he came here?
I'm a little surprised. I guess I was expecting it, like everybody else, Buffalo maybe. You heard about San Jose, and I thought those were great fit for him too. And Buffalo having so many draft picks coming up, I thought it'd be a good place for him to land. But Mike being Mike, he loves a huge challenge, and Toronto definitely is one. So it's going to be interesting to see how it's going to play out.
JS, you played for Patrick Waugh in your final year in Colorado, and he had an increased role with how the roster is going to look like as a head coach. And Mike Babcock unofficially is going to have that same sort of thing here in Toronto with the Maple Leafs. Did you think after all the coaches you played with, did that affect Patrick Waugh's ability behind the bench?
It does because it you have a style as a coach. You have a way that you want the game to be played, and if your GM doesn't bring in the players that fits that style, it's difficult for you to succeed. So I think it's important for them to have a say, and sometimes more than a say, and playing against, when you play against another team too, you get to see what the other players are doing too, so you get to be a scout that's right there live in the action. So it's I don't disagree with the fact that the coach should have a huge say in personal decision. And, I always felt that a coach that, because as a player, when a coach doesn't have that say or not, and I always felt that, a coach was a very short leash when he didn't have any say in who was coming in and who was going out.
J.A. Chiguerre joins us, former Duck, former Leaf, former Avalanche goaltender. What's Babcock like to play for?
Well, he's a great coach. He's super intense, and I think the Leaf could use that. There's no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, if you're serious about winning and if you're serious about getting better and improving as a team, well, he's the guy for it. He's super prepared. You're never going to cut him off guard with a question or an opposing coach is not going to surprise him when a line changes because he's always the guy that's ahead of the game. And he studies the game. He's one of those coaches that likes to, go to football training camps or basketball training camps and see what they do and try to improve as a coach. And like I say, he's intense, and you have to deal with that on a daily basis. But at the same time, he's a great human being, and you get to appreciate him as a coach.
What are some things he demands of his players?
He wants you to be prepared. He wants you to be a pro, and I think when you have a young team, this is probably the most difficult part is. For those guys to act like pros and on and off the ice, sometimes that's pretty difficult. But if you look at Detroit the last 10 years. It's a professional team. It's a team that you never hear anything bad about that team. They always show up. They're always a contender to be in the playoff and a good team, a hard team to beat. So that's what you expect from Babs.
How would you compare his coaching style to Randy Carlyle's?
Randy is definitely more of a in your face type of coach, yelling at you and stuff like that. And even though he's a good coach, that wears very thin on the players pretty fast. I think Babs, use a lot of psychology. He tries to get in your head, but he has a different way for every player. I think, he'll find a way maybe to get Phil Kessel going, in a different way that he'll find a way to get Dion going and maybe Joe Bernier going. So he's very smart that way, very ahead of the time, and it should be pretty refreshing for the players.
Do players respect him to play for him?
I think so. I mean, and like any coach.
Did you?
I'm sure not 100% of the players that play for him like him. That's just the way coaching goes. But I think they do respect him. If you look at Detroit's lineup the last few years, not necessarily a great lineup, but they find a way to get it done. And I think a lot of that has to do with coaching. So I would think that guys, and I remember when I had him as a coach, we all pretty much respected him.